Recording in progress.
Welcome to your... I can't do it.
You can do this.
Welcome to the Yow Show, your Ottawa webcast hosted by Zoe Thorne, myself, and John Milkey, my lovely co-host, who is looking spectacular today.
Oh, you noticed.
Of course I'd notice.
I dressed... Yesterday we talked about the fact that I went and bought new shirts and then forgot, because Sue made me take it off in the morning. She's like, you're going to spill coffee all over that. Take this shirt off. Put this on for now. Spent the whole day wearing like a crappy old Pink Floyd t-shirt or something. And I thought today, I better wear this. The other option, of course, I don't know if you know this, today is National Lingerie Day. So imagine the outfit I could have been wearing today for the show.
I thank you for keeping your clothes on and wearing some new ones to spice things up. But yesterday was actually National Admin Appreciation Day. Uh-huh. And my bosses were so kind. They bought us flowers to say thank you and like gave us a bunch of like kudos and stuff in a group meeting and things like that. So it was so nice.
Admin people are the backbone of any organization. You know, I mean, that
thank
is,
you.
Well, no, I mean, like, and that's what I'm sorely lacking in. I mean, how many years have I been in business? I launched my business in 96, you know, and like Sue helps out here and there, but my God, what I wouldn't do to be in a position to be able to, you know, hand things over to a trusted administrative professional to do things like the accounting, make sure the bills are paid, production people, etc. No, you're the backbone. Good. I'm glad. You know, and it was your 1 year anniversary yesterday as well, too. So.
Yeah, well, it was
Did you get more flowers than the other people? Because I think you should.
No. It was back in the end of March, but we just haven't had a chance to celebrate till this week, so it's busy. Yeah.
So they decided, let's do that on the day where we're already buying flowers for the admin staff anyway.
No, they took me out to lunch the day before. Okay. Very kind. Yes.
I was going to ask you to name where you worked. Tighter than a fart in Church Incorporated? Yeah, no. Obviously not. And I know your boss listens. You know I'm joking, right? Be nice to Zoe.
I'm sure he realizes everything is in good fun.
I hope so. It is Yow, your Ottawa webcast, just goofing off. Zoe and the Milkman here to give you a little escape in whatever pile of poop you encounter throughout your day.
I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. It's a bit chilly, with the high temperature of today being only 9 degrees. But it is very sunny out there all day. 0% chance of precipitation. The wind is light from the west. At night, with a clear sky, the temperature drops to minus 3 degrees. Friday is just as sunny as today, but with much higher temperatures. Catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Friday Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
You are killing Fatso over here. You know that, right? All this talk about food on your end, you're killing me.
I'm sorry. Today, yeah, there was a team breakfast, and I definitely overindulged, and I'm trying to stay awake at my desk.
You have the best work perks, girl. I'm up at like 5:45 a.m. I make my way bleary-eyed into the studio. I do shows for, you know, radio station after radio station after radio station. Occasionally, if Sue happens to be home from work, she'll come down and feed me a bagel, you know, because she doesn't want me fading away to nothing. But that's all I've had today. That's it.
I'm sorry.
And you had breakfast at work, lunch at work yesterday. Tonight, you're probably going out to some fancy party, Princess Zoe Poopy Pants, although I really shouldn't say too much.
That's tomorrow, but yeah.
All right. I'm going out tonight, as a matter of fact.
Oh, where are you going?
I am going to a comedy show. Yeah. Lauren Lane, who appears often at our comedy show that we do at No Forks Given, is an up-and-coming comedian in Ottawa. Someone, you know, when you just you connect with someone and you see something in them and you just go out of your way to encourage them and celebrate them at every single opportunity. Lauren is one of those people for me. I love her story. I love watching her comedy grow. And for the first time tonight at the Laugh Lounge, which is it Tucker's on George Street? Is that the restaurant?
Yes, unless it's changed over. So I haven't been down there in a while.
I think that's William Street that runs beside that. Anyway, it's just in mm-hmm. there. It's a tiny little place. And she's producing the show for the first time. So absolutely, I'm going to be there. I don't even know if there's food or not, but there's drinks. I know that because I'm Ubering.
So, good. Yeah, definitely don't want any sort of mishaps there for you to miss the show tomorrow.
What are you doing tonight? Come on out.
Oh, I'm off to Costco with my mom. Oh. Yesterday was Granny Moo. Today is my mom. Yeah.
Oh, we're playing the Costco with mom card, are we? Yeah.
I guess I am. All right. I'm sorry. I'm trying to give a little piece of Zoe to everyone. It's very difficult.
I understand, right?
A lot of schedules to balance, and I'm really trying here, people.
I am right there in that boat. I feel you, man. I've been paddling that boat for a long time. Wondering, does anybody understand? I'm glad you do.
Oh, I do. I get it.
Hey, listener, if you'd love to come out tonight, it's just me in the audience by myself, twiddling my thumbs and having a good little laugh at Lauren and whoever else is on stage tonight. So the Laugh Lounge, showtime around 8 o'clock. You are more than welcome. I want to say hi to Sue. Hey, you know what John does not need in his life?
Another Sue?
Another Sue. Let's run them down. I'm married to a Sue. I do a podcast with Sex with Sue's Sue McGarvey. Mm-hmm. We have empowerment coach Susie on the show all the time. And this is a dear friend of ours, Kath. Her sister is named Sue. Kath passed away a little while ago. Our chat room is in her honor on the radio station. I've known her sister as well for a long time. Used to run into her at the dog park all the time, and I called her Dog Park Sue without even realizing that she and Kath had been related. Anyway, she sent a very nice note through Facebook today. She was laughing because I joked about wearing lingerie on the show today because it's National Lingerie Day, and she says, I thought you bought new clothes. Where are those? I'm like, oh, somebody actually does listen to the show. She's like, of course I listen to the show. Which goes,
I told you, people listen. Like, our numbers just don't reflect it, which is super annoying.
And I don't get that. And so you and I have been living in this little frustrating, why is it not, like, the needle's not moving anywhere? And I will pile on. Here's, I'm totally dropping a name. Hang on, I'm going to bend over. Pick up this name right now. Tarzan Dan is a good buddy of mine, as you know.
Yes.
He and I had a conversation this morning. He was on his way to work, calls me every now and then, and he was saying, Zoe is the best thing to ever happen to you. He loves this show and you specifically.
Oh my gosh. See, like Ed the Sock, now Tarzan Dan, like these, like, and even yourself, like just these radio legends that I'm like, I want to shake your hand and say thank you so much. Like, I'm so touched to hear these things. And honestly, like, John's the best thing that's happened to me. I'm just along for the ride.
Damn
honestly.
Right. Thank you for acknowledging it publicly for the first time. It's yow.
It'll never happen again, so soak it in.
I've got it recorded. That's all I need.
Dig it.
Yow. You're on a whole webcast with Zoe the Milkman. One of the most fun stories I have today has to do with spring cleaning. How goes your spring cleaning, by the way?
Not great. I really need to do a lot more, especially with the eventual move coming up.
Well, do you bother cleaning before you move out, or do you wait till you're done, then clean?
I try, like, to, you know, if the shelves are dusty, do them before moving them and stuff. But yeah, I would probably wait till the majority of the furniture is out before actually, like, doing
dust. People actually dust their houses? What are you talking about? I've been here 20 years. Ooh. I don't think.
I live in a century home. It's dust is constant. So painful.
Well, of course, if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you are aware I'm dealing with critters and stuff in this house. So at every turn, I think I've got it clean. And all of a sudden, I hear something in the ceiling again, open up another panel and like 50 acorns and other assorted leaves and things. Sometimes there's just stuff that needs cleaning that we can't deal with. There's a company out there. Well, there's lots of companies that do it. One in particular called Just Junk. They have just released a list, Zoe, of some of the creepiest things they have found while cleaning up people's houses, offices, etc. Are you ready for some of this stuff?
Yes, I'm so intrigued. I must know.
People have moved out of homes, etc., and left their taxidermied animals there. I find taxidermy so...
I'm not a huge fan of it. I'm obviously there are people who are, but
I get the reason why.
You went to all the effort and I guess care to have your animal taxidermied and then you just leave it there?
Like it's one thing, like in the old, you don't see it as much anymore. Well, maybe you do in the States, but you know, like a deer head mounted on a wall or a buffalo head or whatever else. You know, but I think we're talking more like,
like the family cat or the family dog. Yeah, which is what I got from that, which is just like, why would you leave Scruffy behind and for some other person to have to get rid of when you took all that care and clearly wanted to keep him around?
Something else just junk has stumbled across, not once, but several times. This can never be fun. Oh, it's an adventure, but fun? No. Old bombs.
Oh, I'm hoping it's from like, you know, a family relative that, you know, passed away or was a veteran of some
sort. Grandpa just had this thing left over. He brought it home from World War II. We never questioned
it. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, I hope that's the case. And they're not just finding old bombs that someone was like, I'm just going to make this in my basement. Like, you know.
What's better, by the way, finding an old bomb or a new bomb? I have questions.
I have so many questions.
Just junk when cleaning out offices and homes and stuff have come across lots of mummified stuff. Mummified cats, mummified rats, raccoons, etc. I can't deal with that stuff. Thank you for companies like this. Ugh.
Ooh.
Yeah, is right. Yeah. I'm going to quote you on that. That'll be the title of the podcast. What is with people and creepy dolls?
Oh, that's a good question. I can't stand them personally, but yes, there are people that have such a fondness for the creepy dolls.
Yeah, yeah. Like the one with a little one eye open and it seems to always follow you around the room. Well, according to Canadian junk removers, Just Junk, they find those all over the place. It's the thing of horror films, and better they deal with it than I do. We're talking spring cleaning here. Yeah, you're on a webcast. This hopefully makes you feel better about the spring cleaning you need to deal with. The coolest thing, and I use that term loosely, that they found, the most unique thing that they found, in my opinion, a human skeleton. Bear with me. All right. These remains originally from India. They were prepared for medical schools, but they are over 200 years old, left behind in a doctor's office, which makes it make sense. Still, not touching it. No, thank you.
Yeah. Like, just like the creepy dolls, like there must be some like bad mojo floating around I'd be like, someone call someone else, I can't do this.
Just junk, apparently. Anyway, there you go. Off to spring clean. It's gonna feel a little better now because I don't have to deal with old bombs, mummies, taxidermied animals, creepy dolls, or human skeletons. I hope.
This is your empowerment coach, Susie, with today's empowerment moment. Learning to adapt quickly to any changes is an integral part of growth. So implementing the lessons learned from mistakes quickly will help you to adjust your life strategies based on new insights and also to stay flexible in order to continuously improve your approach. Being adaptable and responsive to change is an essential part of thriving in dynamic environments and ensures that you evolve more effectively from each experience. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Maestro, or in this case, Zoe, please.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
One of the things I love most about you is you just roll with the punches. Like,
I'm just like sitting here rubbing my food baby as we do this. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm sorry, you're what? You're rubbing what?
My food baby.
Your food baby?
I'm so full.
Oh.
I'm just rubbing my tummy.
Stop! Mom, Zoe's not being very nice. Weirdest newscast ever. News nuggets. Yesterday, the news came from the province that certain 400 series highways are going to see certain areas increase the speed limit to 110 kilometers an hour. Locally, that means from the 401 until you get to the City of Ottawa sign on the 416, that'll be a 110 zone, not the Queensway. Woo-hoo. A lot of people are so upset. The comments on social media. Oh, we're going to hell now. Everybody's just going to be driving like bats. It's an increase of 10 kilometers an hour on those long stretches between nowhere and nowhere. And if you've been anywhere, like every other highway in the world now is like 110.
Yeah, well, and I mean, it's the stretch from like Ottawa to Montreal. After like a certain point, it goes up to 110. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, from Ottawa to like Petawawa, Pembroke area, like it's 110.
Let's be real. You could put the speed limit on the Queensway between, Parkdale and Nicholas. You could make that 250 kilometers an hour. Most of the time, ain't nobody going faster than 5. Right? Let's be honest.
Exactly. So, anyway. But I'm proud of everyone because those areas that I said were the original testing areas for this increase in the speed limit. So okay. I guess we all passed. Yay.
First driver's test many of us have passed in a long, long time. Am I right? Taylor Swift breaking more records. There we go. Name dropping Taylor Swift on our podcast again, helping pad the numbers. The Tortured Poets Department is now Spotify's most streamed album in a single week. And it didn't even take her the full week. It took her all of 5 days.
That's incredible. And now, like, I'm hearing rumors that it's actually about Cynthia Prath, who was a very famous poet.
Oh, I read it was about Satan. Poet. So.
Oh, there's always the people that are going to say it's Satan related. But, people are probably going to say my food baby is Satan related.
Stop bringing up food.
Never.
Girl. 5 days, over 1 billion streams, and it dropped at like midnight on Friday. That's absolutely crazy. Way to go, Taylor Swift. Hey!
That's great.
Can I make you smile?
Yeah.
Well, even if I can't, Tim's is gonna. The Tim's Smile Cookie Campaign returns on Monday. Proceeds locally to the Snowsuit Fund.
Yay!
Even, like, the smile cookies that don't even, like, they're just smudged in a mess, they're fantastic.
Oh, they're fantastic chocolate chip cookies.
They are, actually. You're right.
Yeah.
So, follow me.
It's about the only thing I think Tim Hortons gets right. Oh.
We had them back, and now they're gone again. It's not so bad to be an Ottawa hockey fan, after all. The Belleville Senators, with the Game 1 playoff win last night, also clinching a playoff spot. PWHL Ottawa!
Ooh, killing it, ladies. Killing it.
Zoe, we got to get to a game. I am so loving the PWHL right now. It's great hockey.
Aren't most of the games, like, they were sold out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that. But
begs the question, what happens to this team? Like, where do they play when they start tearing down the north side stands? And now, the same question could be asked of the 67s, of course. But, like, where do we house this? Could they play the entire season at Canadian Tire Center? Would we fill that place for PWHL? I think we could.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Especially if we're like playing Toronto. Does Montreal have a team? I think they do, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah. So if their Montreal team's playing, like, easily fill that stadium.
Speaking of, the new NHL team in Utah, probably not going to have a name for the upcoming season. Just too short a turnaround. This whole thing has been sort of last minute, but their fans have stepped up. Some fun name suggestions for Utah. Pick your favorite. The Utah Venom.
Mm.
The Utah Fury.
Mm.
Utah Blizzard.
That sounds like an ice cream at Dairy Queen.
Yes, it does. Utah Outlaws. I think anytime
Outlaws
seems to come up anytime there's a team naming contest. Outlaws, yeah. The Utah Hockey Club. Boo.
Yeah, no, that one's not getting voted.
Could you be more Ottawa with that one? Yawn. The Utah Mammoth. That's kind of cool.
That would be a cool mascot, too.
And you could have, like, Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen playing live.
Yeah, because Venom was so far the top one for me, but I'm like, what would you do as a mascot? Like, what would the logo look like? Like, a Venom? Drip? That's like the Oilers, so you can't do that.
It's enough drips in the league already.
Exactly.
The Utah Ice and the Utah Yetis. Yetis isn't bad.
The Utah Ice?
Mm-hmm.
Boo.
All right.
It's just the surface they play on. Like, Yetis, again, would be a very cool mascot.
Wait till they get an NFL team. What's the name of your team? The Utah Grass.
Ooh.
That's a very Howie Mandel sounding kind of comedy punchline right there. Back to the news. State and Maine Kitchen and Bar are going to be celebrating Mother's Day, their third annual Four Moms, Four Women campaign throughout May. The campaign aims to raise $40,000 for organizations that support women locally in Gloucester and across Canada. They're going to donate $10 to Cornerstone Housing for Women for every fulfilled Mother's Day reservation between May 4th and May 12th. Just planting that seed now. They're also supporting the mission of empowering women in Gloucester, State and Maine, partnering with the Dress for Success Ottawa campaign as well. So way to go, State and Maine. And finally, There is an invasive, toxic hammerhead worm popping up across Ontario. Did you have that on your bingo card for this year, Zoe? I didn't.
I didn't have it on my bingo card, but I definitely saw it on my For You page on TikTok, which
holy crap, is that not the weirdest looking thing,
soon?
Right?
I know, it's so horrific looking, but yeah, so they say try to, you know, kill it with salt, I think vinegar, don't touch it.
Do not touch it. It's invasive to our wildlife and vegetation. It is invasive to your pets. It is toxic as can be. They say exactly as Zoe just said, kill it with salt, kill it dead, kill it good. They're actually encouraging you.
Put it in a container and dispose of it.
And wear gloves. Wear gloves. And please report the sightings as well to eddmaps.org. Eddmaps.org. It's exactly as it sounds. It's a hammerhead worm. It's got a red stripe down its back. It's the creepiest thing you ever did see. It's already in the GTA and areas around there. I hope you don't ever encounter one.
But just remember, just no touchy. No touchy. Yeah. No. Ugh. No. Ugh. I wouldn't want to touch it anyway, so I don't know who would.
So you and me, we've been hanging out now ever since we were kids, just kicking around this town. So you know me and I don't back down.
All Zoe all the time. She's got a song now. There's no stopping her. When do we get a John song?
I figured there was already a John song. Like, isn't it just like potty training songs?
Yeah. There are lots of Milkman songs out there, by the way. Some really cute ones, too.
Well, wasn't there, when we first started doing this, you found a band that's called Zoe and the Milkman or something like that?
That's familiar.
Yeah, I think they were from like Sweden or something like that. They were from Europe somewhere.
How did I lose track of that? Chris pointed that out, didn't he? Chris Father Gilbron, our good friend?
I think so. I'm not sure. I really don't know. But yeah, when I found this song, I was like, oh my gosh, it's just like the Zoe and the Milkmen's like band that I didn't know about.
I'm just Googling right now to see if I can find them. I'm finding our podcast.
Woohoo! It's got the algorithm's working finally.
Well, it's finally the old version of the podcast. What, you know, we're due to rename the podcast again, aren't we? I mean, it is Thursday.
I can't do it. I can't. It's just like me having another bite of food right now. I just can't.
Stop! What did I do to you? You're being an absolute brat today, man. Oh my god.
I am.
Jeez. It is a good thing I like you. The CAPTCHA thing, is this driving you bonkers lately? Is it just me because I'm freaking old, or are these becoming more and more difficult? You know CAPTCHA, right? The thing that the machine asks you to verify that you're human. You gotta solve this
puzzle. Like, pick out all the ones with a stoplight in it, or like select all the image pieces that have sidewalk or whatever.
Or drag the little puzzle piece over and drop it in, and oops, sorry, that took you too long, and on and on and on it goes.
I haven't had to do one recently, but I guess they're getting harder. Is that what you're saying?
How do we know that you're human if you haven't had to verify through a CAPTCHA lately?
No one knows.
This is becoming a real thing. And the Wall Street Journal has an article today explaining why CAPTCHA is becoming more and more difficult. And it's not because hackers are getting better. Nay. It's because the CAPTCHAs are being created by artificial intelligence. The machine knows what this is. The machine thinks you know what this is. The machine is wrong. The machine needs a timeout is what the machine needs. And no food!
Also, I think the machine thinks that humans are smarter than we actually are, which is nice. You know, what a compliment. But also at the same time, please stop locking us out of our Facebooks. We just want to get in.
Has the machine read Twitter?
Yeah.
Zoe, 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 Zoe. Zoe.
Milky, 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 milky.
I cannot believe that you missed this again.
What did I miss?
So disappointed. How dare you not be aware of the fourth annual seagull screeching contest that took place earlier this week in Belgium?
What?
I know. I'm disappointed that the whole world seems to have missed this. Well, luckily, thanks to this podcast and this show, we can take you there virtually. This year's champion, seagull screeching winner, a 9-year-old from England named Cooper Wallace. Have a listen to Cooper. That's a human being! How great is that?
I think he just unlocked a new thing that I want to learn.
Can you impersonate any animal at all?
No.
Really?
I mean, I impersonate my dog, but I just use my voice. And I think, you know, it's probably me just slowly going mentally insane talking to my dog all the time.
No, we all do that. And we've all got different voices depending on the mood of our dog, too, right? Like my dog, she's beautiful. My Kelty's beautiful, but we call her a derpy dog. And she's just got this look about her. She's like, oh, hi, guys. Oh. It's really, you know, sort of this nerdy little, oh, you're home. You're going to pet me. You're going to touch me. I love you. I love you. I love you. Do I get a milk bone? Do I get a milk bone? Which is very not a girly voice, but that's how she sounds in my head. We all do that.
Oh, there you go.
What does Zena sound like, since we're on the topic?
Zena's just like, there's some days where she sounds very regal. She gives you that look of like total, like, what are you doing? You stupid human. I don't even understand.
Like, kind of like the way you look at me when we do the show together.
Yeah. And then there's other days where she's just like, oh, gee, guys, I'm real nervous about what's going on. Like, I don't know.
That sounded very Minnesota. Oh, geez.
Are you sure we want to go out in this?
So true. So true. What about other impersonations?
Of humans? No, I don't think I really sound like any, like, I can't make myself sound like anyone different. There was a while there where I thought I kind of nailed like Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls. Oh, Mojo Jojo. Like, but yeah, it's not even that good. I should leave it up to
I don't even know what Powerpuff Girls are, so
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Powerpuff Girls are.
No.
Oh my gosh. You know, they're made of sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Sounds like you're describing Peeps, which we both hate.
Oh, no. Those are, no, made of depression and and a sprinkle of sugar.
Made with depression and a sprinkle of sugar. I take it back. I said earlier that, you know, we had another name for the podcast. No, that's the name of this podcast today. Hey, you'll find
us. Are you the depression and I'm the sprinkle of sugar? Is it too accurate? It's kind of close.
Way to bring this show to a screeching halt. Jeez. I'm going to go get food now. All right? I'm going to go get food.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to text you. I'm going to rub it in that I've got better food than your food, dude.
Okay. Right? But mine was free, which there is no other better food.
I can't win. This is where I bail on the show. It's Zoe the Milkman, yowshow.ca. Do your thing. Bye.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.